For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today, we release our 90-minute report on the 4th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics held last week in Santa Barbara, California, featuring doctors, scientists, nurses, patients, and providers. We'll be producing three 29-minute segments, the first featuring the doctors and scientists, the second the nurses, and the third the patients and providers and their families. Now let's listen to the words of Dr. Todd Mikuria, the gentleman most often credited with reawakening the scientific and medical communities to the positive aspects of medical cannabis.
Thank you so much. I'm frankly amazed. I had really taken for granted being taken for granted. And all of a sudden I find myself the subject of these memorializing send-ups on the occasion of my possible termination of my career. I owe all of this to actually Dr. W.B. O'Shaughnessy. Dr. O'Shaughnessy introduced cannabis to Western medicine. He provided us with a couple things. First, clinical, scientific, medical study of cannabis in a Western medical framework. He also provided us with open-mindedness and a willingness to consult with others and listen. This kind of Kafka-esque treatment is unfortunately not limited. Another patient of mine, Robert Schmidt, Genesis 429, he was prevented from using cannabis or Marinol by the same non-medical evil schmucks in the federal prosecutory system in the so-called pre-sentencing program, where they poisoned him with Effexor, causing serious cardiac complications as well as gross edema and inability to focus or concentrate or mount a credible defense. What gives them the right to make these medical decisions? Where did they get this prosecutorial and judicial hubris? Who can you complain to when they commit these ugly acts? Nobody.
I'm hoping that you producers and program directors out there will stand for the truth. You can download these programs from drugtruth.net and from audioport.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.